Officer Jack McLam program coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Here at our two police and military associations, I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you. And I want to share something with you this morning, folks, that is startling if you don't know that fluoride is being added to your water. In towns, cities, and states. Did you know that fluoride is highly volatile explosive? Fluoride is added to 2/3 of the U.S. tap water in America. This practice is illegal in Europe. Okay? They know that fluoride is pesticide and rat and roach poison. Okay, and they're putting it in our waters here to dumb us down and to kill us off. Okay, according to chemist Charles E. Perkins, any person who drinks artificially fluoridated water for a period of 1 year or more will never again be the same person mentally or physically. Fluoride is a chemical weapon known as sarin nerve gas. Okay? Fluoride is highly effective when used as a pesticide and rat and roach poison. Fluoride is the main ingredient in most psychiatric medications such as Prozac, as well as some commonly prescribed medications. It is classified by the FDA as an unapproved drug, the fluoride is. However, medical professionals practitioners are not taught that numerous medications due to fluoride they contain may cause the following problems: early puberty, depression, suppression of multiple hormones, numerous diseases such as diabetes, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, bone cancer, arthritis, and much more. Fluoride suppresses thyroid function and was used by the medical profession at one time for this purpose alone. It's no wonder so many people in the U.S. are overweight with this in their drinking water. Russian soldiers and Nazis were the first to add fluoride to tap water because it dumbs people down, lowering IQ and rendering people submissive and unable to resist domination tyranny. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with more about fluoride right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Heart Heat-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And did you know that during the Russian Revolution, 1917 in Russia, and the Nazi Revolution there in Germany, that the Nazi soldiers and Russian soldiers were the first to add fluoride to tap water because it dumbs people down, lowering IQ and rendering people submissive and unable to resist totalitarian domination. So that's what the Russian soldiers and Nazi soldiers did in Russia and Germany. And that's what they're doing here now, folks, so we can't stand up and resist totalitarian domination in this country. Drinking fluoride does not prevent cavities. Fluoride is the number one cause of tooth loss. Fluoride stains and mottles teeth by causing a condition called dental fluorosis. Look for brown or white stains on your teeth. This is a sign of fluoride poisoning. Most fluoridated water added to tap water also contains lead and arsenic. They're trying to kill us off, folks. That's why they add the arsenic in fluoride. Heating fluoridated water makes fluoride many times more volatile. Drink and cook with safe water that contains no fluoride. Brushing with fluoridated toothpaste leads to absorption through the gums. It is stored in the bones where it later causes diseases. Use fluoride-free toothpaste from the health food store, and that's what we've been using for 15 years now, folks. Fluoride-free toothpaste from the health food store. Your doctor and dentist probably don't know these fluoride facts. For the best possible cavity prevention, eat healthy and avoid sugar. If the government loves you, why are they putting nerve gas and rat poison in your water called fluoride? New evidence on fluoride and the developing brain, fluoride's impact on children's IQ. Okay, folks, that's it for the fluoride article, the fluoride report. I'm sorry to worry about that, but you need to go to your Walmart or something and buy unfluoridated water, folks, and wherever you can get unfluoridated water. Maybe even your grocery store has unfluoridated water. But be sure that it's unfluoridated, folks. Many times these water companies will open the valve in the sink and fill their bottles with fluoridated water and sell it in the grocery stores. Okay? All right. Government terrorism exposed in filmmaker's trial. The 7/7 terror operations in the UK, folks, were carried out by agents of the British government. Above, I'm looking at a picture here of a bus blown up, the double-decker bus attack in the 2005 London bombings. More than 50 people were killed in the coordinated attacks. A British man has proved that to the satisfaction of many, that the 7/7 terror operation, as they know, are known in the UK, were in reality inside jobs carried out by agents of the British government to scare the people into becoming part of the war against terror in the Middle East. It's safe to say that British activist John Anthony Hill's verdict of not guilty on a 10-2 vote by a jury of his peers is the step forward in the broad quest for truth regarding how, why, and when governments conduct inside job terrorist attacks and blame them on external enemies, just like happened on 9/11, folks. The CIA and the Mossad pulled it off and blamed it on the Muslims. Anthony Hill, 63, is a modest Englishman and devout Christian who made the documentary 7/7 Ripple Effect about the summer of 2005 London subway and bus bombings that killed 52 people. He shared DVD film copies with British court officials as an amicus curiae brief, or friend of the court, feeling it was his civic duty. But he was arrested for making the film and charged with perverting the course of justice contrary to the common law. Anthony Hill's film lays bare precisely how the British government arranged to have three young Pakistani men and one man from the East Indies wear suspicious-looking backpacks while being convinced they were part of a government exercise to combat terrorism, an exercise announced with great fanfare by the BBC in 2004. The four patsies, all British subjects, know they were betrayed and were accordingly assassinated when the real bombings occurred on July 7, 2005, during the supposed exercise. yet last-minute cancellations of certain subway runs and other unexpected glitches on that pivotal day helped unravel the plot. The film was officially released in November 2007. Anthony Hill was extradited from Ireland and whisked back to England by British police for his supposed crime just over a year later. At London Southwark Crown Court, prosecutors used the opening day of the trial, May 9th, to portray Hill as a shadowy figure who, because he included only a pen name in the film copies he sent to the court, was therefore a societal menace. Yet Anthony Hill got to show the entire documentary, which nails the British government to the wall, to the court in front of Judge Jeffrey Vincent Pegden, the prosecution, and the rest of those in the packed courtroom. Given the film's content, this is no small matter, nor is the fact that Hill's testimony from the witness stand became part of the public record. The film was shown May 10th. Hill testified on May 11th, and everything wrapped up on May 12th, when the not guilty verdict was read. The public gallery stood up to applaud, and the judge walked out. Hill told American Free Press, adding, "The court staff was really supportive of me. The security staff, too," he said. "There is no way the jury can find you guilty," he was told. On the stand, Hill's barrister helped Hill link 9/11 in the U.S. with the Madrid, Spain train bombings of 2004 and 2005. London bombings also. These people did 9/11, the Madrid bombing, and they did 7/7 in Britain, Hill said, recalling his testimony on the greater political establishment. They are the new world order. Hill, who's planning another documentary, noted that about 140 UK newspapers carried fair accounts of his trial, including two national papers, The Guardian and The Telegraph. The war rages across the globe in the war on terror. He predicted it's finally time for the truth to prevail. The dam is broken and the water is flowing out, he said. Former president of Italy said he knew who did 9/11. Back in December 2007, we brought you a shocking story about a gutsy Italian politician, the former president of Italy, Francesco Cossiga, who said without doubt that the September 11th attack, 2001 attacks on the United States, were a joint CIA and Mossad operation. Absolutely true. Judging from the information contained in the above article on proof of government collusion in the terror attacks in London on July 7, 2005, we feel this article is worth repeating. Former Italian President Francesco Cossiga, who revealed the evidence existence of Operation Gladio, has told Italy's oldest and most widely read newspaper that the 9/11 terrorist attacks were run by the CIA and the Mossad, and that this was common knowledge among global intelligence agencies across the globe. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go back to very brave former Italian president Francisco Cossiga. He just named, and it's absolutely true because I heard this through our intelligence intelligence agencies here in the United States, folks, that the CIA and the Mossad did 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims to get us into war in the Middle East. Cossiga told the Italian newspaper, and I quote, "All the intelligence services of America and Europe know well that the disastrous attack has been planned and realized from the Mossad, the communist Mossad, with the aid of the Zionist world in order to put under accusation the Arabic countries and in order to induce the Western powers to take part in Iraq and Afghanistan." Cossiga, former President Cossiga, was elected president of the Italian Senate in July 1983, before winning a landslide election to become president of the country in 1985, and he remained president until 1992. Kosiga, 82, died in 2010. Kosiga's tendency is to be outspoken, upset the Italian political establishment, and he was forced to resign after revealing the existence of and his part in setting up Operation Gladio. This was a rogue intelligence network under NATO auspices that carried out bombings across Europe in 1960, 1970, and 1980. Gladio's specialty was to carry out what they termed false flag operations, terror attacks that were blamed on their domestic and geopolitical opposition. In March 2001, Gladio agent Vince Kurige stated in sworn testimony, "You had to attack civilians, women, children, innocent people, unknown people far removed from the political game. The reason was simple, to force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security." And that's exactly what happened after 9/11, folks. We turned to the federal government in Washington District of Criminals for greater security, and they set up the communist system, the homeland insecurity system. Kosiga, the former president, first expressed his doubts about 9/11 in 2001 and is quoted by 9/11 researcher Webster Tarpley saying, and I quote, "The mastermind of the attack must have been a sophisticated mind provided with ample means not only to recruit fanatic kamikazes, but also highly specialized personnel. I add one thing. It could not be accomplished without infiltrations in the radar and flight security personnel." Coming from the widely respected former head of the state, President Kosiga's assertion that 9/11 attacks were an inside job and that this was common knowledge among global intelligence agencies is illuminating. It is one more eye-opening confirmation that has not been mentioned by America's propaganda machine in print or on television because they're totally controlled by the globalists. Okay, thank you, Italian former President Francisco Kosiga. I'm sorry you're dead. I hope that they didn't kill you, but they very well could have, folks. Very well could have killed him for coming out with this very important information that I was told by our military intel that the CIA and the communist Mossad out of Israel blew us up on 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims to get us into war with the Muslims. Okay. Idaho to be the first communist state, Chinese state. Idaho to be the first communist Chinese state. Is your state next? Project 60, Idaho's Project 60, is supposed to bring jobs to Idaho by taking advantage of the federal program that grants permanent residency to foreign nationals here. I may have told you before, but the communist Chinese that are coming here to build these 257 communist Chinese towns across America in one big city across from Boise, Idaho, are bringing what are men and women soldiers in here to look as if they're families.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this report. Idaho to be the first communist Chinese state. Project 60 is Idaho's project for bringing in jobs to Idaho from foreign nationals. The only problem is, folks, that our governor here, Butch Otter, went to China, communist China, 6 months ago and invited Chinese communists to come here and open businesses in Idaho. He thought it would bring jobs to Idaho, but they're bringing in their military acting as if they're civilians. The women and men are military assets because communist China wants to take over the United States one day. So they're bringing in, they're not providing any jobs at all to Idaho or the country. And they're bringing in communist warriors, okay, soldiers in here to take these jobs. In order for China to maintain its trade deficit, it has to do something with the excess dollars. And this is what Idaho's project 360 facilitates. It is a project that our own government streamlines with a federal visa program that grants permanent U.S. residency to communist Chinese and other foreign nationals. Top Idaho officials have been traveling to China, selling Idaho as a resource-rich plum ready for the plucking. It looks to me like our own government makes it virtually impossible for legitimate citizens to do business with its prohibitive regulations and tax environment, while it drops its skirt for foreign exploitation and ownership of our resources here. Chinese government-owned contractor building the fertilizer plant in southeast Idaho. Communist Chinese government owned the contractor building of fertilizer plant in southeast Idaho. This is how we will reinvigorate our American industrial base, according to those promoting this. And it's not true, folks. The Communist Chinese are bringing in their own troops to act like they're citizens here. We are giving Communist China hassle-free landing rights into Idaho's major airport. Isn't this airport used by our own Idaho National Guard? Yes. And isn't it just a few miles away from the Mountain Home Air Force Base? Yes. The Bible tells us that the borrower is the lender's slave. And are we getting sold on this one? Chinese company eyes Boise, Garden City, Mountain Home Air Force Base, the Idaho Statesman says. Communist China has bought 50 square miles of land, and Idaho is a small state, and Idaho is on the Canadian border. So it is easy for Communist Chinese illegal aliens to sneak across the border. Congress is not protecting America from invasion. Just ask Texas, Arizona, and California. What will the people of Idaho do? What will the legislators of Idaho do? Part of this info came from Capitol Press. Thank you for reading this. Okay, folks, that's the report. Idaho to become the first communist Chinese state. But remember, folks, that they're setting up 257 small communist Chinese towns across America in every state. 257, folks. Figure that out by adding 48 states here in the United States and dividing it into 257 small communist Chinese towns in America. Okay, China's arms build up alarms Washington District of Criminals. United States risk in Pacific singled out by defense chief during Beijing visit. The United States will enhance its own capabilities in response to Chinese growing military muscle, said Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who arrived in Beijing, Communist Beijing, yesterday for talks with communist political and military leaders. As its economy booms, China has significantly increased military investment and its faster than expected advances in ballistic missiles, combat aircraft, and other strategic programs have raised eyebrows in the U.S. Secretary Gates acknowledged that some of Communist Chinese advances, if confirmed, could eventually undermine traditional U.S. military capabilities in the Pacific region. They clearly have the potential to put some of our capabilities at risk, and we have to pay attention to them. We have to respond appropriately with our own programs, said Secretary Gates. Secretary Gates goes on to say, my hope is that through the strategic dialogue that I'm talking about, maybe the need for some of these capabilities is reduced, but I doubt it. Secretary Gates cited a five-year budget outline that he unveiled on Friday as an example of how the U.S. military would maintain its edge, including funding for a new generation of long-term nuclear bombers, new electronic jammers and radar, and new satellite launch technology. But critics in Congress seized on the budget outline, $78 billion in overall defense spending cuts, as a sign that key U.S. military capabilities would be underfunded. U.S. officials have taken note of disclosures in recent weeks of advances in communist Chinese capabilities, including an anti-ship ballistic missile program, which could challenge U.S. aircraft carriers in the Pacific. Secretary Gates said, I've been concerned about the development of the anti-cruise and ballistic missiles ever since I took the job. Secretary Gates said, he said China appeared fairly far along with its anti-ship ballistic missile, but he did not know if it was operational yet. Communist China may also be ready to launch its first aircraft carrier this year, faster than some estimates, and new photos indicate that it has a prototype stealth fighter jet on board. Still, Gates appeared to play down the Chinese program. Asked about the jet prototype, he said, I think there is some question about just how stealthy it is. The stated goals of Gates' four-day trip is to improve relations with Communist Chinese military. U.S. and Chinese military ties were suspended through most of last year as Beijing protested against phony President Barack Obama's nation's proposed arms sales to Taiwan. Secretary Gates' trip is the most visible demonstration that relations have returned to normal between Communist China and the U.S., which is a lie out of the pits of hell, folks. Secretary Gates said he did not expect any dramatic breakthrough during the visit, saying an improvement in ties was more likely to be gradual. I think this is evolutionary, particularly the military to military side, he said, adding, just getting some things started would be a positive outcome. Analysts warned that as Communist Chinese military expands to reach its reach, the risk of potential dangerous misunderstandings between the U.S. and Communist China militaries will increase. That boisters U.S. arguments about the need for sustained contacts which can endure friction over issues such as Taiwan, as opposed to on-again, off-again contacts that have characterized the relationship for years. Secretary Gates' visit comes a week before Communist Chinese President Hu Jintao's state visit to Washington District of Criminals, creating diplomatic momentum that U.S. officials hope will allow Secretary Gates to make headway on sticky security issues. I think the Chinese clear desire that I come before President Hu goes to Washington was an indication of their interest in strengthening this part of the relationship, Gates said. He also claimed, he also praised Communist Chinese efforts to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula, as North Korea's main diplomatic and economic backer, China, has been under pressure to rein in Pyongyang after the sinking of a South Korean warship and shelling of a South Korean island last year. We recognize that China played a constructive role in lessening tensions on the peninsula in the latter part of last year. I see Gates here and Communist Chinese General Lang Gungi saluting, folks. And this German, or this red Chinese general, Lang Gungil, sure looks evil, folks. He sure looks evil. Okay. All right. Now, remember that next hour is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Let me give out that contact number now so you can call in if you want to say a few words or you want to ask questions. The number to call in on is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Next hour is totally open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. So call in when you can, folks. And don't wait too long, because if I have a big line of callers and you're last, then you may not get on. So call in right away for next hour, 800-313-9443. Okay. Open letter, an open letter to our troops. You're not defending our freedoms, says General Jacob Hornberger. Okay, and that's true, folks. We're not defending our freedoms here in America as we're fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. We're causing more friction and more people because we've killed 1,400,000 plus people in Iraq. Men, women, and children, moms and dads and children over there. And this has made the people so angry that we may find that our government won't have to blow us up again, because we may get Iraqis in here to blow us up again. And that's what our government wants. They want us to be blown up again, and they may have to do it themselves like they did it on 9/11. And just pray that they don't get to do that, folks. Pray that God will stop them from blowing us up again like they did on 9/11, okay? And that the Iraqi people don't come over here and blow us up again. Because that's one of the reasons we're over there, is to cause the Iraqi people and the Afghan people, in killing their non-combatants, their children and their moms and dads in Afghanistan and Iraq, to try to get them mad enough to come over here and blow us up again, or blow us up for the first time. They didn't do it on 9/11. It was the CIA and the Mossad that did it. Blamed it on the Muslims. Okay. Let's see. Okay. An open letter to our troops. You're not defending our freedoms. Jacob Hornberger, a Jewish man. Dear troops, yesterday, Memorial Day, some people asserted once again that you are defending our freedoms overseas. Nothing could be further from the truth. Those people are just repeating old tired mantras that the reality is that you are not defending our freedoms with your actions overseas. In fact, it is just the exact opposite. Your actions overseas are placing our freedoms here at home in ever greater jeopardy. Consider your occupation of Iraq, a country that, if you know, never attacked the United States, making it the defender in a war of the United States being the aggressor in the war in Iraq. Think about that. Every single person that the troops have killed, 1,400,000 maimed or tortured in Iraq, had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11 attacks. That was the CIA and the Mossad that did the 9/11 attacks, folks. Yet the countless victims of the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq have friends and relatives, many of whom have become filled with anger and rage, and who now would stop at nothing to retaliate with terrorist attacks against America. Pray tell, how does that constitute defending our freedoms? It was no different prior to 9/11. At the end of the Persian Gulf War, the troops intentionally destroyed Iraq's water and sewage facilities after a Pentagon study showed that this would help spread infectious illnesses among the Iraqi people and kill them. It worked. For 11 years after that, the troops enforced the cruel and brutal sanctions on Iraq that killed hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children. See America's Peacetime Crimes Against Iraq by Anthony McGregor. You'll recall U.S. Ambassador to the UN Madeleine Albright's infamous statement that the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children from sanctions were worth it. By it, she meant the attempted ouster of Saddam Hussein from power. You will recall that he was a dictator who was the U.S. government's ally and partner during the 1980s when the United States was furnishing him with those infamous WMDs that U.S. officials later used to incite the American people into supporting our invasion of Iraq. And when we got there, we couldn't find any weapons of mass destruction. They lied to us, folks. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call
1-800-963-0232. Okay, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming up on the second hour here in just a few minutes, so I hope you'll call in, folks. But let me continue on with this report. The truth is that 9/11 furnished U.S. officials with the excuse to do what their sanctions and the death of those Iraqi children had failed to accomplish, ridding Iraq of Saddam Hussein by replacing him with a U.S. approved puppet regime. That's what your post 9/11 invasion of Iraq was all about, to achieve the regime change that the pre-9/11 deadly sanctions that killed all those children had failed to achieve. No, not mushroom clouds, not freedom, not democracy, and certainly not defending our freedoms here at home, just plain old regime change. In the process, all that you, the troops, have done with your invasion and occupation of Iraq is produced even more enmity towards the United States by the people of the Middle East, especially those Iraqis who have lost loved ones and or friends in the process of simply watching their country be destroyed by the oppressors in the U.S. In principle, it's no different with Afghanistan. I've estimated that 99% of the people the troops have killed, maimed, or tortured in that country had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11 or terrorism. Why did we invade Afghanistan? Or more precisely, why did President Bush order us to do so? It's because the Taliban had destroyed the poppy fields, had burned the poppy fields that were bringing the American banksters who control the United States $35 million a month. And now we've gone over there, and as Pat Tillman told us, the football great that went over there and joined the Rangers, he said, we replanted 10 times the poppy fields that the Taliban destroyed and were there to guard the poppy fields from the Taliban, okay? And that's all we're doing there, is guarding the poppy fields from the Taliban. No, not even the Taliban participated in the 9/11 attacks, and no, not because the Taliban were ever even aware of the attacks were going to take place. President Bush ordered the troops to invade Afghanistan and, of course, kill Afghan citizens in the process because the Afghan government, the Taliban, refused to comply with its unconditional extradition demands. You will recall that the Taliban offered to turn bin Laden over to an independent tribunal and stand trial upon the receipt of evidence from the United States indicating his complicity in the 9/11 attacks, which is a lie out of the pits of hell, folks. Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden did not participate at all in the 9/11 attacks. It was the CIA and the Mossad. We'll be right back for the second hour of Open Phones.